Lines of Study for Church Schools. 1. The Bible. The lips of children will be opened to proclaim the mysteries that have been hidden from the minds of men. The Lord has chosen the foolish things of this world to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. The Foundation. The Bible should not be brought into our schools to be sandwiched in between infidelity. The Bible must be made the groundwork and subject matter of education. It is true that we know much more of the Word of the Living God than we knew in the past, but there is still much more to be learned. It should be used as the Word of the Living God and esteemed as first and last and best in everything. Then will be seen true spiritual growth. The students will develop healthy, religious characters, because they eat the flesh and drink the blood of the Son of God. But, unless watched and nurtured, the health of the soul decays. Keep in the channel of light. Study the Bible. Those who serve God faithfully will be blessed. He who permits no faithful work to go unrewarded will crown every act of loyalty and integrity with special tokens of his love and approbation. Test: the Bible in our schools. The Word of God is to stand as the highest educating book in our world and is to be treated with reverential awe. It is our guidebook. We shall receive from it the truth. We need to present the Bible as the great lesson book, to place it in the hands of our children and youth that they may know Christ, whom to know aright is life eternal. It is the book to be studied by those of middle age and those who are aged. If used as a textbook in our schools, it will be found far more effective than any other book in the world. The Word of God is the most perfect educational book in our world. In searching its pages, we move through scenes majestic and eternal. In the Bible, every vital principle is declared, every duty made plain, every obligation made evident. The Bible is a directory by which you may know the way to eternal life. It unfolds a simple and complete system of theology and philosophy. What other book presents to students more ennobling science, more wonderful history? The searching of all books of philosophy and science cannot do for the mind and morals what the Bible can do if studied and practiced. Of all the books that have flooded the world, be they ever so valuable, the Bible is the book of books, and is most deserving of the closest study and attention. If there was not another book in the wide world, the Word of God lived out through Christ would make man perfect in this world. The Bible has not been made a standard matter in their education, but books mixed with infidelity and propagating unsound theories have been placed before them. 2. Nature Study. While the Bible should hold the first place in the education of children and youth, the book of nature is next in importance. The most effective way to teach the heathen who know not God is through his works. In this way, far more readily than by any other method, they can be made to realize the difference between their idols, the work of their own hands, and the true God, the maker of heaven and earth. A return to simpler methods will be appreciated by the children and youth. Work in the garden and field will be an agreeable change from the wearisome routine of abstract lessons, to which their young minds should never be confined. God has, in the natural world, placed in the hands of the children of men the key to unlock the treasure house of His Word. The unseen is illustrated by the seen. Divine wisdom, eternal truth, infinite grace are understood by the things that God has made. Then let the children and youth become acquainted with nature and nature's laws. The little children should come especially close to nature. 3. Physiology. The youth should be taught to look upon physiology as one of the essential studies, and they should not be satisfied with the mere theory. They should practice the knowledge obtained from books on this subject. This matter has not yet been patiently and perseveringly worked out. Those who neglect this branch of study, which comprehends so much, will make haphazard work in attempting to teach the youth. They are not qualified to direct in our schools, because the way of the Lord must be learned in order to be practiced. test our schoolwork. A practical knowledge of the science of human life is necessary in order to glorify God in our bodies. It is therefore of the highest importance that among studies selected for childhood, physiology should occupy the first place. It is well that physiology is introduced into the common schools as a branch of education. All children should study it. It should be regarded as the basis of all educational effort. And then parents should see to it that practical hygiene be added. This will make their knowledge of physiology of practical benefit. Healthful Living, 13. 4. Common Branches. If teachers were receiving light and wisdom from the divine teacher, the common, essential branches of education would be more thoroughly taught, and the Word of God would be honored and esteemed as the bread sent down from heaven, which sustains all spiritual life, binding the human agent with Christ in God. The common branches of education should be fully and prayerfully taught. Children should be educated to read, write, to understand figures, to keep their own accounts when very young. They may go forward, advancing step by step in this knowledge. The education given in our schools is one-sided. Students should be given an education that will fit them for successful business life. The common branches of education should be fully and thoroughly taught. Bookkeeping should be looked upon as of equal importance with grammar. This line of study is one of the most important for use in practical life, but few leave our schools with a knowledge of how to keep books correctly. 5. Other branches. Manual training. This education in felling trees, tilling the soil, erecting buildings, as well as in literature, is the education our youth should each seek to obtain. Further on, a printing press should be connected with our school in order to educate in this line. Tent making also should be learned. There are also many things which the lady students may be engaged in. There is cooking, dressmaking, and gardening to be done. Strawberries should be planted, plants and flowers cultivated. This the lady students may be called out of doors to do. Thus they may be educated to useful labor. Bookbinding also, and a variety of trades, should be taken up. These will not only be putting into exercise brain, bone, and muscle, but will also be gaining knowledge. The greatest curse of our world in this, our day, is idleness. It leads to amusements merely to please and gratify self. The students have had a superabundance of this way of passing their time. They are now to have a different education, that they may be prepared to go forth from the school with an all-round education. Missionary qualifications. The proper cooking of food is a most essential acquirement, especially where meat is not made the staple article of diet. Something must be prepared to take the place of meat, and these foods must be well prepared so that meat will not be desired. Culture on all points of practical life will make our youth useful after they shall leave school to go to foreign countries. They will not then have to depend upon the people to whom they go to cook and sew for them or build their habitations. They will be much more influential if they show that they can educate the ignorant how to labor by the best methods and to produce the best results. This will be appreciated where means are difficult to obtain. They will reveal that missionaries can become educators in teaching them how to labor. A much smaller fund will be required to sustain such missionaries because they put to the very best use their physical powers in useful, practical labor combined with their studies. And wherever they may go, all that they have gained in this line will give them standing room. If the light God has given were cherished, students would leave our schools free from the burden of debt. Treating the sick. It is also essential to understand the philosophy of medical missionary work. Wherever the students shall go, they need an education in the science of how to treat the sick, for this will give them a welcome in any place, because there is suffering of every kind in every part of the world.